Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a welcome, somewhat bipartisan vote in the U.S. Senate. The Senate voted 52-48. They didn't need Kamala Harris's tiebreaker. Some Republicans crossed over to join the Democrats to reinstate rules on methane emissions, environmental thing. A little arcane, let me break it down. When Trump was president, he put in a lot of rules at the last minute. Remember, he lost the election November 3rd, and the guy is poisoning the country for 2 months after that. Right up to January 20, he's firing people, hiring people, putting them in deep moles. He's also issuing executive orders and regs. And the question is, legally, how do you overturn them? Well, the fact is that when he puts in a reg, a regulation, or an executive orders can be overturned by other executive orders, but some of these regulations, there's a provision in the law that says if you, a new administration comes in, a new Senate, new House, they can overturn them if they were recent, which is about 90 days, roughly. 90 days, a little over 90 days. So they went through the inventory, Biden did, Schumer did, Pelosi, and they came up with ones that had to be overturned. And one of them was the methane rules. Methane is something that is emitted from natural gas. It's toxic to the environment. And of course, Trump loosened the rules on him. Yeah, go ahead. What the hell? Methane, why don't you spew it out into the atmosphere? My God. That's because his donors wanted that. His donors, many of them the same ones that like forever chemicals in the water of Wisconsin. Well, they like methane quite a bit in the air. They did. It's toxic, long range, very dangerous. Anyway, the Senate got together, 52-48. Most Republicans, virtually every 47 Republicans, voted to keep Trump's methane rules. And I'll tell you, the three Republicans who crossed over surprise me. Now, Susan Collins is one of them. Susan Collins is a slippery, sneaky thing. She tries to pose as a moderate up in Maine every once in a while, but in the hard votes, she's not there. She did vote to convict on the January 6th insurrection to convict Trump. So that was good. It's better than nothing, but she's quite slippery. Portman, outgoing guy. Remember him, Portman? He's not going to run for re-election. Ohio. I think he's lying in the weeds thinking he's running for president. He joins. And then Wormwood did. Slippery little Lindsey Graham did. He's been so toxic, so nihilistic, so vandal. But here I think he thought he'd slip somebody a bone. He could claim he's an environmentalist. Oh, great. You're an environmentalist. So you don't think methane should be put in the atmosphere, do you? That's great. Boy, are you an environmentalist? And that's what happened. 52-48, at least that got overturned. Trump did his best to make sure that industry could pump it into the atmosphere. Leakage from natural gas. Yeah, we need natural gas. So you know what? You put better controls on it. It's a little more expensive, sure. Okay, then pass it on the price. That's the way it works. But you don't go, okay, we're going to cut a penny or two off and pump this stuff into the atmosphere. Over in France, they're finally starting to get their act together. And this is a very odd one. I don't know if you remember back in the 1970s, but there was a thing called the Red Guard in Italy. The Red Guard. They were native Italians. And what they did was they were so far to the left, they kidnapped the judge. They killed a Carabinieri general. They actually killed a former prime minister, Aldo Moro, kidnapped him, held him for 2 months, and murdered him. They murdered him and his bodyguards in 1978. Now, a bunch of the Red Guards went into France, and believe it or not, the socialist government in France back then said they could have sanctuary. They were refugees. For what? They were killing people? They were refugees. And they have been in France ever since. And that's one reason why France took in so many jihadists. Angela Merkel brought them in. They all went to Paris. They torch cathedrals. They torch churches. They murder priests. They terrible anti-Semitic violence. Finally, Macron, the president, has had enough of this. And then he suddenly realized, well, you know, we have something like 7 Red Guard people hanging around in this country. And, you know, they kill people in Italy. But sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Anyway, they were hauled out of their beds. They were brought into court. And they are getting extradited to Italy. Italy has put in an extradition request. And this has been a sore point in Italian-French relations ever since. They should absolutely go back to Italy. Italy does not have the death penalty. They should go to prison the rest of their lives. They never should have been admitted into France. Jihad should never have been admitted to France. These are not jihadists. These are native Italians doing it from the far left. You know, we talk about the authoritarian left in this country. Well, the authoritarian left in Italy in the 1970s kidnapped the judge, killed a Carabinieri general. They kidnapped for 2 months and then murdered Aldo Moro, a former prime minister. Former prime minister. It's the equivalent of a president. Just killed him. And then they got sanctuary in France. This is the dissolution of Europe if this kind of stuff continued. Fortunately, Macron is standing tall. Now he should pay attention to any other Red Guard people who are there, extradite them, get them in Italian prisons the rest of their lives, and then round up the hundreds of thousands of jihadists that are there hating France, waiting to commit violence, and just say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We're not going to put up with this anymore. So France is starting to do it. Austria is joining them. Sadly, Germany, Britain, Scandinavia are more reluctant to get involved with cracking down on jihadists. They better get unreluctant very quick because this is spreading all over Europe. It's a start going after the Red Guard, which are native Italians, not jihadists, because the fact of the matter is that what they did, you know, they killed a former prime minister. What were they doing being given sanctuary in France? They should not have been given sanctuary in France. So there you have it in France. Glad to see what Macron is doing over there. The Russian military up in Alaska, our military says that they are sending so many flights just near U.S. airspace in Alaska, one of our states, that it's tying up a lot of our resources to fly there and chase them out. The Ruskies are impotent. We will not buy bonds designated in rubles after June 1. It's really going to hurt them trying to finance their debt. They don't seem to understand that the more they do this kind of stuff, the more they assassinate somebody in London or Berlin, or they blow up something in the Czech Republic or Bulgaria, which they have done, it doesn't intimidate anybody. It's like, hey, you're Europe's ragamuffin. In fact, only half of you is in Europe, maybe St. Petersburg. That's about it. Most of you is in Asia, and they are desperate to be accepted in Europe. They have an inferiority complex, ragamuffins, and we love the people. The people are good. It's their military, and it is their military leadership and their civilian leadership that are the ragamuffins. And so what they end up doing is stupid stuff like this. They're not going to invade airspace. They're going to get shot down. But, you know, I've been to Alaska. I've been fishing off the Kenai Peninsula. I don't want to see a Russian plane in the distance. Yeah, they used to own Alaska like they used to own Crimea. Now they have it again because they invaded. They're not getting Alaska back. Seward, remember Seward's folly? The 1860s, he spent, what, $7 million for it? Everybody said he was a spendthrift. Alaska's ours. Get the Ruskies out of there. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.